From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Over the weekend, the Senate passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package, and now it's headed back to the House for a vote tomorrow. It includes funding for vaccine distribution, small businesses, and schools, and Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports on what the bill has for individuals.
The first thing people probably think about is stimulus checks. There will be another round of those. They'll be $1,400. But if you got one last time, that doesn't mean you'll get one this time. Now there's a hard cutoff for single people making more than $80,000 or married couples who make over $160,000. And if the bill passes, you'll probably start seeing the payments show up in bank accounts within a couple weeks. That's for direct deposit. Paper checks take a little longer. The bill also extends those additional unemployment benefits of $300 a month through early September. And it includes some changes to tax law, like it raises the child tax credit from $2,000 to as much as $3,600 per child, depending on age and family income. And it expands the earned income tax credit, too. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.